I have heard the old ones mentioned in many other regressions. The term has various meanings. It usually refers to ancestors who had much knowledge or who worshipped the old gods. Usually these people had disappeared, died out, or were so few that they were in hiding and being protected. They are considered to be very special, and normally the subject is reluctant to speak of the old ones. I was expecting this type of protective answer when I asked what he meant by that term. I was really taken off guard by his definition. 12. The legend of Star Crush, B, they came. The legends say they traveled across the void. It was dark and void, and their ship they were in a ship something went wrong and it says they crashed. But our stream is not big enough for any boats. I do not understand, but that is what the legends say. This ship had much metal on it, and we used the metal for our knives and for our pots. This was quite a surprise. I was wondering where they had learned the art of metallurgy, but I never expected this to be the answer. Up to this point the session had been going as expected for a first-time regression, mundane, a simple person living a simple life. I had already collected hundreds of these. With so little information being presented to warrant continuing, it surely would have been a one-time regression, and the tape would have been put into a box with hundreds of others. And Tuin, the hunter, would have receded back into the mists of time and would not have been called forth again. Except that be made that unexpected and out-of-place remark that kindled the spark of my curiosity. When that happens, something inside of me knows that there is a story worth pursuing and my insatiable desire to know is unleashed. Beth displayed the qualities of a somnambulist and I knew I wanted to continue to work with her. But this particular story would have been dropped, had it not been for that chance remark. Without that, this glimpse of our long-forgotten history would have remained buried for all time. It was obvious Tuin was ignorant of the real meaning his statement held for me. He was merely quoting from his knowledge of a legend. He thought it referred to a ship that sailed down rivers, and he didn't understand how it could have happened. I would have to tailor my questions to the level of his mentality and understanding. D. Is the ship still there? B. No, it was a long time ago. All we have now are the knives and the pots. We take care of them because we cannot get any more. The shaman, the wise man, he still has some pieces of metal in his house that he uses for secret things. He shapes them for how it is needed for charms, amulets or for holy things. The discovery of legend, 13, D, have you ever seen these pieces? B, once, he did not know that I had seen them. I have not told anybody. I was not supposed to see them. One was large, like an animal, like a wolverine. He had difficulty finding the words to describe it, and used terminology he was familiar with. What is the shape? I cannot describe the shape. It sat flat on the floor, and the sides came up straight like a tall tree. But on the front part, it came up and then it would slant back and then it was flat on top like a flat rock. It was made out of metal, kind of a dull silver-gray color. On the slanted part there were things sticking out that were darker colored. I did not know the purpose of them. D. Were there many of those strange things sticking out? B. Yes. Some were long and skinny. About this long, hand motions showed about an inch, and some were round. D. And these were on the slanted part. Did these things Moe or do you know? B. I do not know. I just got a glimpse. In the locale he had been describing of a simple isolated village, I cannot imagine anything more out of place. Apparently he did not know what it could be. He barely had the language requirements to describe it, so it was definitely something foreign to him. But it sounded similar to some type of control panel, or perhaps some type of machine. D. Were there any more of these big slanted things? B. No. There was just the one. But nearby there were pieces of metal piled up. They were all jumbled together so I could not tell the shapes. D. Maybe he uses this for the amulets. B. I think so. D. Do you think he would use that strange looking object for anything? B. I really do not know. It is said that there were such things on the ship that crashed. But it would be too heavy for a ship. It would make it sink in the river. I do not understand it. Since it was obvious Turian was speaking from his perspective and not Beth's more modern one, I would have to communicate with him in terms he would understand. I would especially have to keep my 14, The Legend of Star Crush, questions within a simple framework and deliberately not be suggestive until I found out more about this legend. D. What about the legend? Did it say what the old ones looked like? B. They looked like us but they were taller. They could do wondrous things. All D. Then some of them lived? They didn't die when the ship crashed? B. That is how we are here. We come from the old ones. We are the only ones. D. Then they stayed there and made the village? B. Yes. Their ship could not go anymore. They were traveling to somewhere else. I do not know where. D. Do the legends say if they were dressed differently? B. Thinking. The legends say that at first they wore white clothing, silvery white, and it did not wear out and it did not tear. But then as time went on some of their descendants had the custom of burying them in their clothing, so that we do not have any now, if it ever existed. Maybe being out in the woods makes me question too much. D. It could be. Beauty or supposed to be descended from Fisa people. Is this why your people don't leave this area? B. Partially. There are so few of us. Not many. There is no one else. If some of us were to leave the area there would not be enough for them to survive, or for us. It would hurt us, too. D. Then you are all needed, everyone helps each other. B. Yes, there are not many. We be careful. The legends say if you are not careful the Mother Earth, the Mother, she will be displeased and not let the crops grow. D. That makes sense. Do you know of any other villages or groups of people? B. There are none others. We are the only ones. D. Have you ever traveled to see if there are others somewhere else? B. I have. I'm a hunter. Sometimes I go further than what is needed for hunting. D. Have you ever seen any other groups of people? B. No. As far as I go there is woods and more woods and mountains. The discovery of the legend, 15. The mountains are high with the tops that stay in snow all the time. The beasts of the forest, they know this, too. They are shaggy. I have not seen anybody else. I knew my time was running out for this session. Normally in the Arialot for the first time, I can go completely through the important events of their life, since most follow the pattern and are very mundane. I now knew that I was on the trail of something and there would have to be more sessions to clarify these legends Turin spoke of. When I want to continue to work on a story I always ask the entity's permission to return. I believe if I do not show them this courtesy as a separate personality they will not answer my future questions. This also helps establish the trust and rapport that is so important in gaining information. Normally the entity is only too glad to talk with me. Turin was no exception. B. Yes, I enjoy telling you about my people. We are proud. We are good people. It is interesting to talk to someone who does not know. It is like explaining things to a child, and children like me. D. You explain things very well and I like to learn. Then with your permission I will come back sometime and we can talk again. And won't he disturb your work and your hunting? B. No, you are not disturbing. I will be looking for you. Since it was obvious that Beth was an excellent somnambulistic subject and I wished to work with her again, I conditioned her with keyword suggestions before bringing her back to full consciousness. I like to work with keywords, which can be anything, because it saves me a lot of induction time and I can concentrate on the story I am exploring. Upon awakening I asked Beth what she remembered about the session. Her only conscious memories were glimpses of lots of trees. When I told her about the regression she said she could make only a few conscious connections with that sort of life. She loves cold weather, the colder the better. She likes to go barefoot, and even in winter she wears much less clothing than the average person. She has to have a window open in her room, especially in the winter. She loves the 16, The Legend of Star Crush, woods and goes spelunking, exploring caves, with a group of people as a hobby. Many times once the subconscious has been stirred into exploring a past life, it will start revealing little bits of information through dreams or intuitions or impressions. I asked her to be alert for this to happen. During the next week, she had a very vivid dream of walking through a pine forest. The ground was covered with thick pine needles and she could hear the wind singing through the trees. It seemed to be trying to tell her something. The dream left her with a very happy and comfortable feeling. Chapter 2, Killing Spirits. Duin had begun to relate the story of his ancestors. He had mentioned it in an unassuming manner, as though he had been speaking to a child. But what seemed to him to be merely an old story had an entirely different meaning to me. It sounded as though a spaceship had crashed near where his village now stood. It had been traveling across the void to some unknown destination when it was disabled. Apparently the occupants were then unable to leave the earth, and Tuin and the villagers were their descendants. An incredible story, yet because of the way it was presented to me it had the indelible ring of truth. I wanted to know more about this legend since I believe that most legends have some basis, no matter how remote. In fact, I was now faced with two mysteries that I wanted to track down and somehow verify. First, I wanted to find out everything I could about the old ones. Secondly, I wanted to try to discover where and possibly when the crash had occurred. I would indeed have to probe like a detective if I were to put these things together and find my answers. But I love a mystery and a challenge, and I had just been handed a wonderful one. I had not yet been given enough dues. The locale of Tuin's village was sketchy and could apply to many places on the earth. He lived in an isolated spot in a river valley surrounded by mountains topped with perpetual snow. This suggested a northern climate, but on which continent? The dothing and housing did not sound like Native Americans. I thought the time period could not be very remote since they were not primitive. They knew the art of weaving since some oft clothes were naively and innocently 17, 18. The legend of Star Crush, made of cloth. They use metallurgy, which is a complicated process. People who are isolated and who believe they are the only people in the world would have no sense of time, such as years, that we could relate to and identify. Through questioning I would have to find out what type of culture they had and when it could have existed. In order to find these answers it would eventually require a lot of research, but that has never bothered me. I love to delve in libraries for that elusive bit of information once I have a story that is worth pursuing. Tuin had mentioned a drink made by the farmers that was mainly consumed during celebrations. One way to identify a culture is through its belief structure. So when Beth and I met the following week to continue with this story, I intended to explore this line of questioning. The keyword worked beautifully and she immediately entered a deep somnambulistic trance state, and I began. D. What kind of celebrations would you have? B. We have several ceremonies. There are main ones and there are smaller ones. And these ceremonies, they keep the times of the year in the proper places, and help the years to pass, one year to the other, in the flowing cycle of life, the harvest, the spring, and in the winter, midwinter festival when the sun starts coming back. I asked for a description of the celebrations. B. For the harvest we move the kettles from where we usually cook and build a large bonfire. And we start out dancing to help get relaxed. You try not to worry about your child that is sick or about the bugs eating your grain or what have you. You dance, you relax. And then the wise man. He starts singing the special songs. The ones that call down the spirits. I asked if they used any type of musical instruments at these festivals. He said they had a few. But they were used for private use and group entertainment at the inn. He said, "We like fun. When what must be done is done, why keep working when you do not have to?" He described a small handheld drum that was covered with a delicate piece of skin. It was not struck, it was brushed with the fingertips to make soft, calling the spirits, 19, sounds. There was a set of sticks that were shaken or rubbed to make a clacking noise. Tuin mentioned a carpenter in the village who was experimenting with different wooden shapes and cut and trying to produce a stringed instrument. Tuin thought the man's attempts were humorous because the strings kept slipping off, and the sounds produced were not melodious. Tuin much preferred listening to the singing of the birds. While we were on the subject of music, I asked about the songs that were sung. In other regressions I have been able to get the subject to sing in the native language. This is rare, but it does happen occasionally. Sometimes you can learn a great deal from the melodies without hearing the words. B. It depends on the purpose of the songs. The songs are powerful. They hold the spirits. You have to be careful about singing. You may call the wrong spirit. The spirits speak, but not like you and I. They sing. That is why sometimes they speak to you in the wind. The wind is a powerful spirit. You must be careful with music. You must be respectful. D. Then you only sing these songs as a group with the wise man leading you. B. It depends. Sometimes just the wise man sings. When he starts singing, you sit quietly. We either watch the flames or we look at the stars. D. You don't have any dancing? B. Not when he is singing. The dancing is to get your mind relaxed for the proper attitude of singing. You cannot be concerned with regular things when you are singing. Just about every song calls some sort of spirit. The lullabies that the women sing to their children for them to go to sleep, even though they sing them fairly often, their songs are protection. And they call up little spirits to protect their children from harm while they sleep. Could hear what your music sounded like. Could D. I was wondering if you sing something for me? B. I do not sing well. Most of the young women, regardless of how charming they are, say they would rather hear me tell stories than 20. The Legend of Star Crush, sing the songs. I have become uncomfortable singing around people. I mostly sing to animals. There are some songs that I sing to the trees. They do not really have words, but the sound is what counts because of the purpose of the song. I call upon the trees to help me to hide and be in harmony. And so, since the wind sings through the trees, the wind does not necessarily always use words. So I sing to the trees without words. That way, if I have to sing quietly, I can. And if it is a song that I particularly like, I remember it. But usually I go ahead and make up another one the next time. D. Then no one else hears them. B. The tree. Do not forget the tree I am singing to. She demonstrated by crooning several bars that sounded like wind blowing, an oo sound. B. I cannot make it very long. D. That sounds like the wind literally does. But when the women are singing, B, D, B, D, B, ing the lullabies to the babies, don't remember what that sounds like? I remember the tune, but cannot sing the words for you because it will call up the spirits. But that's a good spirit. True, but if you call them up for no reason, they do not like being trifled with. It is said that the women are best at calling the spirits. I am not sure how they do it. I think it is similar to how I apologize to animals. Everybody has something they do better. There are some old women who are said to be able to see things in the fire. Sometimes they are right. When they do this calling off spirits, is it only during celebrations? No. Everyone has personal spirits they can call upon. Some of the women who can see the fire, the spirits show them what they need to know in the fire. My spirits talk to me in the wind. The spirits sing, you know. I can hear the wind, they sing to me. It sounds like the wind, but it seems to be a higher whistling above the wind, and the whistling makes sense somehow. It is like they are saying the words, while they are singing real high. And it is often only someone who can hear the wind can hear the words and understand, calling the spirits. 21. D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. Them. To others it just sounds like the wind blowing. It is said that some people, their spirits talk to them from the water. Some can hear the river telling them things. Some can look into the water and see their spirits showing them things. The spirits speak more than one way to some people, but usually everyone finds the way that is best for them. Do you have what I would call a religion? Do you know what that is? No. What is a religion? It means a belief. Well, a belief in these things you're talking about, the things you can't see. And some people believe in one power over everything that they call God. Do you have a belief like that? Not like that, if I understand you right. The spirits are there to help us. It is said that the ability to hear the spirits or to communicate with them like we do, comes from the life force. Everyone has this ability, somehow or another. Sometimes there will be a child who cannot communicate with the spirits and we feel very sorry for it. Its mind, it has a very closed experience. Yes. Even though everyone has this ability, some people just don't recognize it and they don't use it. Oh? In our people everyone has this, except with some of the children some of the time. If they are slow sometimes it is more difficult for them to realize when the spirits are speaking to them. Everyone feels sorry for them until they learn. Do you have a name for the language that you speak? It is the language we speak. It has no name that you call it? Well. It is the language of here. What would we call it? I've heard in some place far beyond the mountains. People speak different words and other people can't understand them. But we are the only people. There is only one language. There are none other. We are the people. This is the land. Return to questions about the festivals. D. Do you like the festivals, the celebrations? 22. The legend of Star Crush. B. Yes. When I must be with people it is nice to be with people during the festival. I prefer being with the animals. They are harmonious. Men have to work at being harmonious. D. Do you have a favorite of festival or celebration? B. It is hard to say. They are each special. They have their own meaning. You call down the spirits, things happen. Sometimes when the wise man is singing, his voice will travel around the fire but he is still sitting where he is. That is a sign that a spirit has come. Sometimes the fire will change colors or will change shapes. Certain ways mean certain spirits. It is very real. No one doubts what is happening. D. Are these good signs when the spirits come? B. It depends on which festival it is at. If the wrong spirit comes, that means someone is not harmonious. And you must help them to become harmonious so that the right spirit will come. There are winter spirits, there are summer spirits. If you get a winter spirit in the summer, it does not do you much good. If you get advice from the winter spirit in the summer, it will not work too good. But the summer spirit will give you advice for how to work your crops so they do good. D. How to plant and everything. B. When to plant. They tell the wise man. You can hear them singing, but sometimes you cannot understand them. The wise man tells whoever needs to know or tells the whole group. There is another ceremony when the day and the night are perfectly balanced. D. I was thinking of spring. Is this the beginning of their growing season? B. No. The growing season has already started by then. Everything is coming up good, and the trees are coming out, and the animals have come out. You see, when this ceremony comes along, first it has been winter and then the growing season has started and everyone who knows growing lore has been working hard getting their crops planted and such as that. And I have been busy hunting and we all need a break, so we celebrate and have a lot of fun. It is a time of celebration, because we have shaken off the sleep of winter. I have been really busy hunting to get a variety of things for the feast that will go along with the festival. And different ones have been out in Kling Spirits, 23. The woods gathering the things that have sprouted, greens and mushrooms and such. So as to have plenty to eat at this festival, and everyone is really happy. They are decorating things, like putting new trimming on their clothes and such, to make everything new looking and special. D. How do you celebrate at that time? B. It depends on how old you are. If you are very old, you talk about how this past winter was not as bad as ones you remember when you were 12 summers old. If you are slightly younger, you talk about what new things all of us can try to help increase the production of grain. And if you are slightly younger, say my age, you make plans on what you are going to be doing for the summer. And the ones that are slightly younger, well, smiling, they tend to sneak off into the woods and have fun of their own. There is a ceremony that starts the celebration. It is a growing ceremony to make sure that we are in harmony with the spirits so that the crops will grow. And the appropriate songs are sung. Then afterwards, all celebrate at the big feast. D. Are there any legends that are told at that time? B. Yes, mostly legends dealing with growing or how the old ones' crops, when they did start to grow, yielded very well. Legends about how they grew their crops and how they learned to be in harmony with the earth, and such as that. and legends about why things are done with the crops the way they are done, and how to do it and when. When to plant, how to plow it, where it would be good. When to get ready to harvest it. Things like that. The farmers know what they need to know to do it. I'm a hunter, I really do not know how they do it. To be in harmony you must go with the seasons. That is the only balanced way to do it. The next major festival is when the day is longest, and the night really is not there at all. You know how after the sun sets, but before it gets dark, when it is kind of dusky. Well, the longest day of the year is like that all night long. And on the nights before and after it does not really get dark either. D. Like 3 days in a row? B. Longer than that actually. Because for the central part of Sumrit, 24, the legend of Star Crush, really does not get dark. But on that particular night the sun rises the earliest and sets the latest. You can see all night long, it is no problem. D. During that time of the year, does it get very hot? B. Ugh. What do you call hot? It is summertime. D. There are some places where it gets very hot and you don't even like to wear clothes. It's not like that? B. No, it is not like that. There is still snow on the mountains. And, the wind blows down from the mountains and is always cool. D. On the longest day of the year, do they have special legends at that time? B. Yes. The legends recounted on the longest day of the year are about life. Why things are the way they are, and how they came to be that way. Also, it is the time of year that if anyone has learned or discovered new way of singing to the spirits that seems to be effective, they show how it works to the other people. We determine whether that should just be a personal song or perhaps a song that more can adopt for particular purposes. And if anything new has been discovered about the growing of crops or anything like that, the farmers tell of it then to make sure it is not forgotten. I have had regressions where natives used drug-induced states during ceremonies to heighten their spiritual awareness. So I asked if they drank or ate anything special at that time. B. No, just whatever is appropriate for that time of the year. However, the wise man does have certain types of herbs and powders that he puts in the fire. All the smoke changes color and odor. He puts in a lot to make sure we can all inhale some of the smoke, because it helps us to relax and get ready for the legend telling. Some of the herbs open up the mind so we can remember back further, and also so we can remember more of what is said that night. We may not necessarily be able to remember it the next day, but we know it will be there. So it appeared that they did use a form of a hallucinogenic. D. Does the wise man wear anything different during the ceremonies? Calling the spirits, 25, B. He has different headdresses that he wears for the different festivals. In the summer he gets some of the wheat stalks without the wheat, and weaves them until they stick together, and stiffens them up with clay of different colors. He puts leaves and such on it, and uses different kinds of clay to make designs. D. I can see the symbolism of what it's supposed to represent. It's made out of things of the field. B. And the wise man paints designs on it with different colors of clay. It means certain things to the spirits, to help us have a good harvest later on at the harvest festival. D. What kind of designs does he put on it? B. Different shapes. Some are like a three-sided figure, but with kind of squiggly shapes as though attached to the three-sided figure. She made hand motions of a triangle, etc., like having an arrow with a squiggly shaft, not that any such thing exists. D. Coming out of bottom of this three-sided figure? B. Yes. Sometimes he makes a round circle with lines coming out of it like the sun shining. They mean special things, and since they do not seem to mean anything to me, it is hard to remember what they are. It means something to the spirits. He does it in red and dark reddish brown on white. All of our pottery is made out of red clay. White clay is special, it is sacred. All the women know where the clay is found. Whenever they find white clay they bring it to him. D. You said there are some ceremonies where they just repeat the legends? B. That in it all the ceremony, but how shall I explain? Everyone knows how it goes. D. Except me. B. Except you. You are very strange. We have the rituals, He was not sure of that word, the ceremony starting out. At certain times of the year, the way the balance is between the darkness of night and the lightness of day, they help determine when certain ceremonies will be.